You got to do it his way. Because if you do your part, he will do his part. Is there a witness in this place? If you do your part, he says he will do his part. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. If you do it his way.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. Get ready for a word that will transform your life for the better and give you insight on how obedience to God's word is set up for a lifetime of blessings and a weapon to thwart any attack of Satan against your life. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now, let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already. Ready in progress.
You glory,
Lord.
Lord, we give you honor.
We give
you all of the praise.
Lord,
Lord, you're worthy of all the glory.
And you reign
in majesty.
Lord, before you,
yes,
in all who you are, the precious rose of Sharon, you're my bride and morning star, the lily of the valley, yeah. The lamb for sinners slain.
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want to talk today for just a little bit on this subject. I won't give up. That's what I want to talk about today. I don't know about you, but I won't give up. I can't speak for you this morning, but I'm talking about me. I won't. No, I won't. I won't give up. That's your testimony today. I ask you to join me in saying, I won't give up. I won't give up. I won't. No, I won't. This is the second Sunday of a brand new year. 2015. Here we are, the second Sunday in 2015. And God has allowed us to see it. Anybody glad about that besides me? God has allowed you to see 2015. Wow. Typically, at the beginning of a new year, we have developed a tradition where we make New Year's resolutions for the new year. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's some things about ourselves that we've noticed, and we begin to determine we want to change. We want to be different. We want to improve from where we used to be or how we used to be. Now, some have made resolutions and some keep them and some don't. Many kind of resolutions we make. Some resolve to lose weight. Some resolve to work out more. Some resolve to quit smoking. Some resolve to save more money. Some resolve just to make more money. Nothing's wrong with making resolutions, as I said, because all of us can stand to be improved. Am I right about it?
Amen.
But out of all the resolutions that we can start to make this year, as we start this year fresh, you should join me in making up your mind that no matter what happens, no matter when it happens, no matter how it happens, no matter who causes it to happen, that I won't give up. No matter what. That I won't give, no matter what happens this year. I won't give up. No, I won't. Because the truth is, many have given up.
Yeah.
Sadly and realistically, some have already given up or are about to give up. Because there's so many who have taken so many knocks and suffered so many bruises in their lives. They are in now a state of depression. As I researched, I found out that at least 20 million Americans suffer from depression of various kinds. And depression, beloved, arrives when one has come to a sense of hopelessness. When one comes to a point of hopelessness, they begin to have depression. Because life seems to cave in on them, and they've had so many disappointments, disappointed by friends and disappointed by families and disappointed even in themselves. Things have not worked out for them the way they had planned. And after you have tried all you knew to try, and after you've been knocked down over and over again, and after you have taken one knock after the other, and after you get knocked down to be knocked down again, and knocked down to be knocked down again, and knocked down to be knocked down again, after you take 5 steps forward and get knocked 7 steps backwards, after you try and fail, and fail and try, and after you've been sick and don't seem to be getting any better, and after your heart has been stepped on time and time again, some arrive at a place in their lives when they just say, what's the use? And what happens, beloved, is that disappointment, if we're not careful, can turn into discouragement. And discouragement turns into depression. And depression turns into despair. And despair turns into death. That something on the inside of you dies. I said that you can be so disappointed that your disappointment turns into discouragement. Your discouragement turns into depression. Depression turns into despair. And despair turns into death.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you die on the inside.
Go ahead and preach.
Something on the inside of you dies. And beloved, internal death is almost as bad as eternal death. That you actually dead before you die. Nothing in you makes you want to get up in the morning. Nothing in you makes you want to do anything. Nothing in you makes you want to function because of your depressed state. And what happens, beloved, when you die on the inside, the only one who gets the glory in that is Satan. Because when you die from the inside, that you fail to do what you were created to do, what you were destined to do, never gets done. And God does not get the glory in your life. Because you have given God has ordained your life. God has created you for a particular purpose. God has put his breath in you for a particular reason. God has made you for something great and something awesome for him. And so why are you surprised when things get hard in your life? Because Satan is depending on you to give up. He wants you to let go. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to get to a place in your life where you say, what's the use? I'm not going to do anything anymore because it does not matter. My life does not matter. And so the song that you were supposed to sing doesn't get sung. The book that you were supposed to write does not get written. The business that you were supposed to start does not get started. And all of that just goes to the grave because you gave up and have robbed the world of your greatness.
Hallelujah.
The greatness that God has placed inside of you, inside of me, inside of us all.
Amen.
So I come by here to encourage your heart and myself that in spite of what has happened or in spite of what may happen, you ought to look the devil square in the face and say, you know what, devil, no matter what you send my way, I won't give up. Yeah, yeah, I may cry sometimes, but I won't give up. I may fall down sometimes, but I won't give up. I may get talked about sometimes, but I won't give up. I may get tired and weary sometimes, but no matter what, I won't give up. I've got to walk in the dark sometimes, but I won't. I got to stand by myself sometimes, but I won't give up. Give God praise if you won't give up. No, no. No matter what, I won't give up. Shoot your best shot.
Yeah.
I'm God's man.
Yeah.
You're God's child. Yeah. And you're not in this thing by yourself. Anybody believe that in here?
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. You may not think so. But do not allow your temporary condition to cause you to make some permanent decisions that can wreck your life and others. Make up your mind that no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, I won't give up. I won't give up. Let the church say, I won't give up. No, no, that's too much at stake. There are too many lives at stake. There are too many people who need to hear your voice. There are too many people who need to feel your touch. There are too many people who need to see your light. There are too many people who need to know from you that God is real. No, no, it's more than you that's at stake. Satan is not bothering you just for you.
Mm.
You're not that important. All he wants to do is prevent not only you from going forth, but he wants to prevent those who may be blessed by your ministry. That's why you get discouraged. That's why you get talked about. But no matter what, you can't give up. You gonna join me in this? I'm not gonna give up. No, no, I'm not giving up. No, you should have killed me while you had the chance. But you made the mistake and let me get up. And because I got up, I won't give up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I won't give up. I won't give up.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The word of God says in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. People of God, are you excited about God? Not for what he can do for you or what he can do for others, but because he is God. This scripture denotes a perpetual acknowledgement of audible praise to the Most High, to the point where only pleasing him is the principal goal. If you recognize God for his omnipotent sovereign power, you can rest assured that any problem that needs solving or any blessing you will receive will be a direct result of a continuous praise to our God. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
And they're wondering what's going on, because we thought we were God's people. We are the descendants of Abraham, the descendants of Isaac, and the descendants of Jacob. God said that you will be my people and I will be your God. He promised that he would never leave or forsake us. But now it seems that he has left us and forsaken us at the same time. And so they're looking around at all the things walking away and all the things they're losing and lost. And they're looking at God and God's prophet, and they want to know the question, God, if you said that you loved us, what's up with that? Why aren't you there when I needed you the most? You said that we were your people, but yet you seem to turn your back on us. What's up with that? Other nations have come and stolen the things that you have given us. What's up with that? The power that we once had, we don't have it anymore. What's up with that? I want to know, is there anybody in here who can admit that no matter how saved you are, there comes a time in your life when things get dark and friends are few and pain is severe and the road gets rough and the nights get long, that you want to ask God, God, what's up with that? I've tried to serve you. I've tried to sing your praises. I've tried to stand at your door. I've tried to serve on your board. I've tried to teach your youth. I've tried to help your children, but I get stopped on and smacked down all the time. God, what's up with that? I pay my tithes, but I still seem to have more month than I got money. God, what's up with that? I tried my best to work hard in your church and try to be your people, but I can't seem to overcome the sickness in my body. God, what's up with that? I'm completely misunderstood and misconstrued and misinterpreted no matter what I do. What's up with that? Anybody ever, you want to be real this, anybody ever been there? Sometimes you feel as if God has turned his back on you, but he has not. Can I tell you something? He's still there. He still loves you, and he's still just one prayer away. So you're asking God, God, what's up with you? God's asking, hey, what's up with you? That's why he sent the prophet Isaiah to ask the question, because the people of Israel were wondering, God, you have forsaken us and you have turned your back on us and you are no longer around, and we continue to be knocked down and criticized every turn we take. And that's when Isaiah looks down over his glass and says, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord God Almighty, fainteth not? Neither is weary. There is no searching to his understanding. As a matter of fact, he gives power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increases strength. Get this, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, oh God, upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. I won't give up. I won't give up. And Isaiah is giving us a cue on how it is that we can survive 2015 and beyond. And no matter what happens, when it happens, how it happens, to who makes it happen, you can look the devil straight in the eye and say, I won't give up.
I won't give up.
Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Three things and I'm done. The first thing that helps us to hang on in there, Isaiah says that they that wait upon the Lord, first of all, you got to have a posture to serve. Lord, have mercy. Pastor, what does that have to do with anything? Posture to serve. You're trying to tell me I won't give up, and you say they got the posture. Yes, the posture to serve. Because he said, those that wait upon the Lord. Now, that word wait does not mean what you may think it means. That the word wait is not the word that we think it means. It's not a passive position where you're sitting down with your legs crossed and your arms folded. Or you're sitting down patting your feet. Or looking at your watch waiting for God to show up. But we're saying that you wait on the Lord is the word kwara in the Hebrew. And the word kwara means anticipation, or a word that denotes expectation. That not that I guess God's going to show up. It's I know he's going to show up. And he's going to come in his own time and his own way. But the word kwara means not only anticipation, expectation, but it's also a word that denotes worship. And the word worship denotes service. Because you can't serve God without worshiping God. And you can't worship God without serving God. And so the word kwara in the Hebrew and the word latria in the Greek means to serve. And so it means that while I wait, I'm going to be doing something. While I'm waiting for my God to show up, I'm not going to be pacing the floor. I'm not going to be wringing my hands. But while I wait, I'm going to be serving him. I'm going to be singing my song. I'm going to be standing at the doors. I'm going to be waiting on the board. I'm going to be helping some children. I'm going to be working in the ministry. While I wait, I'm going to serve him. While I wait. And so the word worship, the word kwara, the word wait, is like you're saying, I'm a waiter. And I'm going to set a table before the Lord. And so your posture becomes like you got a tray in your hand. And you're saying, God, what can I do for you now? God, where can I go for you now? God, what can I say for you now? And you are worshiping him. And you are waiting on him while he's coming through. You're going to serve him while he's on his way. You're going to bless him while he's coming through. You're going to lift him. You're not going to wait until the battle is over. But you're going to shout right now because you know he's going to come through. I've come by here to tell the church, you keep on waiting on the Lord and be like Job. And Job said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Keep on serving him until he changes you. Keep on serving him until he heals you. Keep on serving him until the door is open for you. You have a posture to serve. It says, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer to thy precious bleeding side. I double dog dare you to shout, I won't give up. Give God praise. You believe it? I won't give up. While he's coming through, I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to serve him. Because too many give up on God. Things don't go your way. And you quit God. How are you going to quit God? Really? I'm not going to serve him no more. He didn't do what I wanted him to do. So I ain't going to serve him no more. I ain't going to sing no more. I ain't going to usher no more. I ain't going to fry my chicken no more. because things did not go the way you wanted them to go. Because God did not do what you said for him to do. Let me tell you something. God is not your celestial bus boy. God is not some kind of cosmic bellhop. He does what you want him to do. No. The Bible says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I love that. So first of all, there's a posture to serve, but then there's a promise to sustain. The church say promise to sustain. Promise to sustain. He said, "I will, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." So what that means is that what happens is that the more you attend to the things of God, he will renew your strength. Can I say that again? I need to say that again. That the more that you attend to the things of God, the more that you are putting yourself in a position to do what he created you to do, he renews your strength. Not so with the world. The world drains you. You know what I'm talking about? You ever hung out with people that when you left them, you felt weaker when they left? Because some people can drain. You need to leave people alone that drain you. People that sap your strength away. And after you leave, you don't feel encouraged. You feel more discouraged when they leave. You feel more down when you get through talking to them. You need to stop. Oh, God. But there's some things that drain you. The things of this world will drain you. Your job can drain you. People can drain you. Issues can drain you. But when you serve the Lord, it does not drain you. He renews. You ever notice that? That the more I sing, I want to sing some more. The more I serve, I want to serve some more. The more I look, I want to look some more.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a new church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at Little Rock. AMEZion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And, of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and online at www.praisecharlotte.com podcast page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website www.littlerockamezion.org.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some dynamic sermons by going to PraiseCharlotte.com's pod page or your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone 24/7, 365 with a great lineup of preachers. Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, The Glory Has Come International Ministries Pastor Troy King, Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church Reverend Matthew L. Browning, Life Changing Churches Overseer Dorothy McGuire, New Bethel Church of God in Christ Pastor Tommy A. Murphy, Weeping Willows AME Zion's Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center's Bishop Keith Felton, and finally, Greater New Life Baptist Church's Pastor D.K. Martin. So log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and hear the preach word every day. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, now is your opportunity. Call 704-548-7854 or email bmoore@radio-1.com. That's B-M-O-O-R-E @radio-1.com.